Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Sechtes Erevin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gemel. Rabbi Huda says that it's true. You can separate the pieces of wood up until 13 and a third amma. You can make it bigger, but you can't say what we said in the previous Mishnah, that you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. In other words, you can't just have as large as an area without a limit. You can't have an area as big as a stadium and keep making pieces of wood there. There's a shear. Okay, so what is the shear? How big can it be? Rabbi Huda says, ad base sa'ay, until two base saw. That is the maximum amount. Now, base sa'ay is a pretty large area. It's actually 50 by 100 amos. Literally speaking, what does base saw mean? Base saw means the house of a saw. Well, what it means is the area in which a saw of barley can be planted. And this was the size of the chatzar ha-mishkan, of the courtyard of the mishkan. And Rabbi Huda tells us it's also the maximum size that you can pull back these slats and create the area around the well. Amru lai, they said, loi amru beis sasayim. We did not say the shear of beis sasayim. Ella only lagina, in regard to a garden, or la karfef, or in regard to a karfef. What do we mean a garden or a karfef? What is a karfef? Well, a karfef is a fenced-in area outside a town. They used to use them to store wood or different things. So whether it's the garden or the karfef, the point is it's an area that may have a mechitza, but it's a mechitza shaloi hukfu ledira. That means it wasn't surrounded for the purpose of everyday living. People don't live there. In this type of an area, so there's a maximum shear as to how big it could be. That could be surrounded by mechitza, beis sasai. But over here, where you have a well, this is considered a place where like people live there, although the people are constantly moving, but you need the well, you're constantly coming over here. The water is used for people. Therefore, we don't consider this an area that's around a garden, or an area that's around a karfev, that's fenced in just for storage. This is considered a people place, where people live. Where there's water, that's where you have people living. And therefore, the shear can be far greater than a beis sasayim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Aval Bat. Imaya deer. What does deer mean? Deer means an area of land that's put there for animals to stay there for a while. You know why the animals stay there for a while? So that their zevel, what comes out of them, should fertilize the fields. Some Rishonim hold that it also means there's a hut there for someone who's taking care of the animals. Oy sachar. Sachar is also a place for behemoths in a city. The deer is a place outside of the city. It's on the field. It actually moves from place to place because we want the animals to fertilize different parts of the field. The sachar is a set-in place in the city for animals. There's a different girsa in the Rambam that reads soyar, which would mean a jail. Oy muktzah, or maybe a backyard, a chatzar, or a courtyard. Right, the courtyard is the open area before the houses. The muktzah is an area that's behind the houses. So there's no limit to base sasayim over here. I feel a base chameshes kairin. You can have an area of 5 kairin. I feel a base asara kairin, even 10 kairin. Mutter, and it's mutter to carry there. And how much a car is? It's 30 saw. So a base car would be, do the math, 75,000 square amis. So, if Rabbi Yehuda would be maida, then in regard to the places where it's considered people living there, there's no limit as to how big it can be. The area surrounded by mechitza, the same should be true for the water over here. And therefore, chamim hold a muta laharchi kol shehu, you can bring out the slats, make the area as far as you want, ublavachi yarbe bepasin, as long as you keep adding slats over there so that you don't have more than 13 and a third amma in between one and the other. So let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. While the Tanakama, or in Mishnah Beis, the Tana said that you can separate it as much as you want, meaning to say you can make the area as big as you want as long as you keep adding pieces of wood. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only until a Beis Sasayim. And the Chachamim said that shear of Beis Sasayim is where people don't live there, where you're surrounding an area where people don't live, a garden or an enclosed area that's used for storage, but even a place where the animals are brought to fertilize over there, or in the city where you have an area enclosed for animals, or the backyards that are used for storage, or the area in front of the houses. All these places where people are constantly there, you can go up to even 5 or 10 koirin. And a koir is 30 saw. So why should this be different, the place where It's made for water. This too should be a situation where it doesn't make a difference how far or how big the area is. It's a people place. It's called Hook of Ladira. And therefore, the Chachamim hold, you can make the area as long as you want, provided that you keep adding the pieces of wood.